9:12, and we will reconvene the meeting. We just took a 7 or 8 minute break. We just concluded item B on the agenda, and we will now move to item C, and that is the request for authorization to execute an agreement with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program, otherwise known as RCAP, to receive grant funds for the construction of the Township Community Center. Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board is aware, the township has applied for and been approved to receive a Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program grant, also known as RACP, in the amount of $2 million to help offset construction costs associated with the construction of the new Dairy Township Community Center. Approval and execution of this agreement between the township and the Commonwealth is required as the next step in the process prior to making a formal request for the disbursement of funds. The township solicitor's office has reviewed the agreement and is in concurrence with the administration to seek board authorization to execute the agreement this evening. Certainly, if there are questions at this point from board members about the agreement, in and of itself, I'm happy to answer that. But just to reiterate, this is the $2 million that will help offset our construction costs at the center. And the township is anxious to get those funds moving. As you know, this grant certainly was applied for 4 or 5 years ago at this point. So it's a slow moving process in the state government to get this grant to move forward. So I am recommending that the board authorize the chairman to execute the agreement this evening on behalf of Dairy Township.
Thank you, Mr. Crispin. Any questions for Mr. Crispin on this item? If not, we can entertain a motion.
Did you have a friend? I had a comment for a comment period.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Should I make my comment now, or do you want me to wait until the motion? I just wanted to say thank you, Zach. I know that we've been through this for such a long time. We paid a consultant the prior administration paid a consultant to get this, and you did all of this work with Chris Christman. So I just want to say thank you for all the work that you two did to make this happen, because without the two of you, it wouldn't happen. So thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Dunn. So I'll go ahead and make a motion. You want to go make a motion?
Well, I was going to.
Go ahead.
That's okay. It's all on the same line. That's great. I'd like to authorize the chairman of the board to execute an agreement by and between the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the Township of Derry, contract number ME300, TAC 2078, for the purpose of securing redevelopment assistance capital program grant funds to offset capital construction costs associated with the Derry Township Community Center.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second? Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion or additional comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. It'll take us to item B on the agenda, which is the proposed zoning ordinance text amendment for dwellings for employees and students as a conditional use in the Hershey Mixed Use Zoning District.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this item is on the board on the board's agenda, seeking direction for a proposed text amendment requested by Milton Hershey School in concert with the Hershey Trust Company and Hershey Entertainment and Resorts. The proposed text amendment would allow for dwellings for employees and students in the downtown core 9.1 overlay. Dwellings for employees and students are presently permitted by right in the Planned Campus South and Medical Campus Central zoning districts. The benefit of allowing this use through a conditional use process is that conditions and restrictions can be applied to the regulations and conditions of approval to ensure that the outcome is as expected. The draft text amendment as written today has certain conditions in it, which I've summarized in my staff comments to the board. If the board is agreeable to this text amendment moving forward, it's appropriate to instruct staff and legal counsel to incorporate any comments from tonight's meeting into a final draft amending ordinance. Once completed, we will return the revisions to the board for authorization for the next steps. With us this evening is Mike Callahan, representing the applicants.
front.
Here.
I think the any particular questions other than we do have the normal traffic considerations that typically come up with any of the projects that we follow around the township. And we want to make sure those traffic considerations are discussed and or addressed prior to voting on the tax amendment. So there's some things that while we can move this forward, we can give you authorization, Chuck, to move this through the process. Eventually it'll come back to us. What we'd like to see is sort of to the extent that we have issues around traffic going in and out of that facility and how it might impact other businesses or residences or Joplin Avenue. We're probably going to want to see those concerns addressed. We're probably also going to want to see anything that can be done to permanently restrict what that facility could be used for in the future if we were to go ahead and approve a zoning amendment for this particular use. Right? What we want to avoid, and I'll be very clear on the record, is a situation, it's probably not a secret for anybody that's been listening to these meetings or attending meetings in the last 2 years, but generally speaking, we're trying to we don't want to change zoning in a way that adds more apartment complexes in the township. There are certainly areas in the township where apartment complexes can be built by right, but we don't really want to change zoning to add more. That's not what this plan proposes. But I think that's we want to figure out what we can do to just protect that interest that we have. Does anybody else have any guidance for Chuck or any questions about the zoning amendment itself and what it would permit, what it would allow? All right, so Chuck, it doesn't sound like anybody else has anything to personalize that I probably need to talk about.
Well, if the board's inclined to move this forward to legal counsel, I might suggest that the applicants come in kind of specific to this sketch plan, maybe at your next meeting, and do a small presentation of how they see this project being constructed, coming together. I think that'll help give good background for the text amendment as it moves.
That sounds like a good idea.
Are you okay presenting a sketch plan?
Sure. I think it's a good first step. I think we've taken a position as a board that the things that we can do publicly to kind of flesh these details out are good to do. And I think it makes for the ultimate, whatever your ultimate goal is in any particular matter, it makes it just easier for all of us to get there. I think we're all talking about the issues that concern us. You can address them as we move through this process.
I think it will help illustrate the words of the ordinance to actually apply it to the plan.
So in 2 weeks we won't have feedback from PennDOT or any of the state agencies, but we can discuss a plan and our initial conversations that we've had with them to date. Right?
Yeah.
So you might be a good idea, Mr. Chairman, to give it to a month, not 2 weeks. That would give us staff time to reach out and speak with the applicant and resolve any issues at the legal level outside of the public meeting room. So, and bring back to you an ordinance that those attorneys can agree on.
That's great advice. So, just looking at a suggested motion here, you do need a motion from us, right? So,
in my motion,
is the motion as it's drafted sufficient to?
I think the motion as drafted is sufficient as long as the matter is in place back on the agenda in less than a month to give us time to communicate and work through the issue. That's all right. I did the one that came out today.
Yes.
That's the one I'm referring to.
Hold that up, Chuck. Sorry. You want to go ahead and make a motion on that?
Yeah, I can make a motion. Okay. I'd like to make a motion that the board authorizes staff and legal counsel to incorporate any comments from tonight's meeting into a final draft ordinance and to otherwise review and amend the draft once the application and filing fee are received. Once completed, the final draft ordinance shall be re-presented the board of authorization to schedule a hearing and forward it to the county and township planning commissions for comments.
Should I
think as long as I would need to add a motion.
Okay.
That's understood. A motion has been made by Mr. Zanuda. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Second by Mrs. Nutt. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, the motion, let me ask all those in favor, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Is he still there?
Let me ask. Mike Corrado, could you hear that?
Mostly he's there.
Mike, are you there?
I'm just going to go ahead and say the motion passes unanimously 4-0.
We believe. Yes, I can hear.
Okay, so did you vote it for that motion?
Yes.
Okay, so it is unanimous 5-0.
Thank you.
So it takes us to item number E on or letter E on the agenda, which is the resolution to amend the 5-year agreement. Agreement number 390003-9235 for certain state-owned roads within the township, submitted by the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, and adoption of resolution 2023-10, which is attached to the supplemental agreement. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you remember, back in October, we dealt with this same winter maintenance agreement. It's since then come back to us from the department. In the first agreement, they failed to include exhibits B and C. That does not change, number one, the amount of roadway we maintain in the wintertime, nor does it change the dollar figure that we approved before. It addresses some standard legal matters that the state needs to address in these agreements, one being sexual harassment, another one being wage rates, wage scales, things of that nature. So that is the only change in this agenda item from the one in October, is the inclusion of exhibits B and C. And I'm sorry, we're therefore recommending approval.
All right, so are we doing two things on this agenda? We both amending the 5-year written maintenance agreement and adopting a resolution, or do we need to adopt the resolution?
We're adopting the resolution, including exhibits B and C.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution number 2023-10, including exhibits B and C, to the supplemental agreement, attached to the supplemental agreement. Is there a second to that motion?
Yeah, I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zanuda. Questions? We are now all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. That will take us to item F, which is the installation of flashing warning lights for a pedestrian crossing at Cocoa Avenue on York Lane. Mr. Fire.
Thank you. Last month we had an agenda item similar to this, but it was done through an RFP and not appropriately advertised and sealed and accepting sealed bids. Subsequent to the last meeting in January, we did, and that information is included in this, we did advertise this in a local publication. We distributed two bids. at this time, we received one back in the amount of $39,500. That's the only bid we received, and worth noting, it's a $750 difference increase from that of the January RFP. And therefore, we're recommending approval of awarding the contract to First Signal and Lighting Company.
And just a question, Tom, how soon after we award this contract do people be able to install the pumps?
There was, when the RFP was done at the end of January, there was reference made to a 14-week lead time for materials. So we've added about 3.5 to 4 weeks to that. So we're looking early summer.
Okay, thank you.
I'll make a motion. I have a comment too. This was done at the distinct request of a citizen in the township because of the concern for the safety of the children walking across the street and going to the swimming pool at that point. I'd like to thank the board and Chuck and Tom and everybody else that was involved in getting this done. We got a few more to go in different areas of the town. And, I know we're going to start working on those soon. We discussed that at our transportation staff discussion this morning.
Good.
So I'll make the motion that the Board of Supervisors award the contract for pedestrian crossing at Cocoa Avenue, State Route 743, and Brook Lane to First Signal and Light Company, Incorporated.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Next item is G. It's the removal of existing cedar shingle roofing system and the installation of the Drexel metal 24-gauge DMC 150 snap block standing seam metal roof in Shank Park Barn. Some description, Mr. Clark. That's pretty good. It sounds like I know what I'm talking about.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. During the month of January, we appropriately advertised and distributed specifications for the installation of 25-gauge metal standing seam roof system on the Shank Park Barn. This barn's been in need of a roof for a couple of years. If you get inside it, it looks like a planetarium in the middle of the day when you look out through the cedar-shaped roof. And the guys who work up there on a regular basis actually put a easy-up tent over the table where they eat lunch in the event that it rains that they don't get wet. So the shingles that were put on the barn when the barn was rebuilt after the fire are about 25 years old, so they have certainly lasted their usable lifetime. So we advertised this for the month of January. January 31st, we opened bids. We sent out two bid packets to two construction companies. We received one back. It's worth noting, I think, that the bid we received back is from the same contractor that put the metal roof on the police building 2 years ago. So we have some experience with them, and they did very good work for us in the police building, on the police building. The amount of the contract is $52,700, and there's two alternates in there for snow guards, because it is a metal roof, and also for rain spouting on the eaves around the perimeter of the barn. So that equates to $60,120, and we're recommending approval of the bid, as well as those options 1 and 2 for the Shank Park Barn be awarded to Windy Valley Exteriors.
Any questions for Mr. Clark?
Yeah, I have a quick question. Is there any damage to the underlayment, the existing underlayment of the barn?
There is no underlayment on the barn. That's why you can see through it.
None whatsoever.
It's lath. It's currently lath with cedar shapes nailed to the lath.
Oh, my.
Okay, I see they're going to put a ice dam in there, or ice and water shield.
Yes.
Are they doing that?
There will be underlayment when the new system goes on, and then a thermal barrier on top of that.
Okay, so they're doing that all the way up, not just the first 3 feet,
all the way up both, both sides.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mr. Clark, I just wanted to note, this is something we knew was happening, so this is budgeted in our budget, so this isn't a new expenditure, it's something we knew was happening, it's already budgeted, we're just getting it done this year.
Yep.
Okay.
Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors award the contract for the roof replacement as well as the alternate options at the Shankar Farm to Windy Valley Exteriors.
Motion made by Mrs. Nunn. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff.
That Corrado.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none. All those in favor, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Last item under new business is H, is the consideration of waiver request for sidewalk installation along lots 1, 2, and 3 of the preliminary final subdivision of the Woodland Hills, lot 1203.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan was approved back in 2014. It created five new residential building lots. Lots 1, 2, and 3 are all built upon. The Federici's own lots 4 and 5 and have no immediate plans to construct a home on there. When the plan was recorded, sidewalks were proposed along Hillside Road, as shown on the plan projected. The developer, Spadaro Station Partners, is now requesting a waiver of sidewalks. They've been requested to do so by the three property owners, but they're requesting a waiver of sidewalks for those three lots. The other two lots owned by the Federici's don't have frontage that would require a sidewalk. Spadaro Station Partners did contact all five owners and have them in agreement with this. In order for the township to waive sidewalks, there are certain things that are required to be met in the ordinance. In this case, the waiver request is supported by the facts that the township has no sidewalk installations planned in the area, and the nearest off-road pedestrian path to the north is more than 1,600 feet away, and the nearest sidewalk to the south is over 3,000 feet away. Neither the comprehensive plan nor the official map include sidewalks as a desired feature on Hillside Drive or Woodland Avenue. Spadaro Station Partners is therefore offering a fee in lieu of sidewalk construction as required under the ordinance. That fee would be a total of $17,424, and as the board knows, we use that fee to make infills in other areas where sidewalks do exist. In conversations with Pat Armstrong, he noted that it's advisable to have a document prepared to be recorded as a notice of the sidewalk waiver, as opposed to amending or revising the plan. The document will be prepared by Pat's office and is to be recorded by Spadaro Station Partners. I'm recommending that the board does grant the waiver of section 185-34A along lots 1, 2, and 3 of Woodland Hills, conditioned upon Spadaro Station Partners paying the $17,424 fee in lieu of the installation and executing and recording the document relating to the same.
Questions for Chuck on this item? For the reasons stated in your memo and then also just here, verbally, Chuck, I think the circumstances are the waiver. So, prepared to make a motion, I'll move that we grant the request of waiver from section 185-34. A, regarding the installation of sidewalks along lots 1, 2, and 3 of the Woodland Hills subdivision, lot 1203, conditioned upon Spadaro Station Partners paying the $17,424 fee in lieu of installation and reporting the document related to the same. Is there a second to my motion?
Second.
Second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nunn. Once again, any further questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Opposed?
Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, we are going to now move to the next couple items. Will be lightning rounds for these items. First will be Supervisor Board of Committee Reports, and I trust that the board will be deferentially quick.
I will be as fast as possible. We had a transportation staff discussion this morning, and essentially it boiled down to a regular discussion concerning ongoing projects and concerns. That's all I have.
That was quick.
Dalton.
This is not.
Oh, yeah.
Or is
no, Supervisors would already gave an update on the transportation work group, and that's it.
Mr. White.
DTMA's meeting was canceled yesterday due to no agenda items. However, $65,000 of Dolphin County gaming grants came in for Bridge Road, Storm Drain, and Spring Creek improvements.
Mr. Corrado, any board or supervisor, any board or committee report?
None. Thank you.
All right. Moving to the next item, which is departmental reports. Police Department, Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to just thank the board for supporting the police department in our endeavors to get back to compliments in the police department. We have one individual who's going through the police academy right now, but we have two more vacancies that we're trying to fill. We had a test this past weekend, 30 applicants. 21 showed up. Five failed the physical test, and so we ended up with 16 taking the written test. So hopefully we'll be able to get a couple candidates out of that. But hiring is definitely a challenge these days, so we appreciate the support. Trying to get back up to our complement so we can give some of the officers that have been working some extra hours a rest and get them back to some normal working hours. And then at the last meeting, Board Member Wyckoff presented a letter that he had received and tracked down the four officers, actually three officers and a community service officer that were responsible for taking care of those folks out at the Mercy Cemetery, getting them out of the mud and on their way. So I attached that letter with the officers' names and the CSO's name on it for you guys.
Thank you, Chief. Mr. Sassman, Officer Fire Department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So just a couple of things looking over the list. I'll be real quick. 59 calls for February. So over the last few weeks, too, we've been working in an acquired structure down at Maple and Linden, which has offered us a great value for interior firefighting and getting some people involved in that from our junior program right up to our senior members. We're also, speaking of junior firefighters, we are at 20, which is almost a max for us. That's a very good number to have, a good feeder to look down through over the years. And lastly, for this month, we'll be doing our hazmat operations. We started that last night, and that'll take us into the following week, and then we do our CPR and our first aid stuff, so that'll take us right up to April. And again, we always appreciate your support, and that's all I have for this evening.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Mr. Clark?
I have nothing more. Thank you.
Seasons will be presenting a Celtic concert at the library on March 11th at 2 p.m. So if you're interested, come along.
Thank you, Alice. Zach,
just reporting that we're in full swing with our seasonal hiring. So we're currently conducting interviews for lifeguards, facility attendants, concession attendants. So we'll be at Hershey High School recruiting during the lunch periods on Thursday. We've got some other ones scheduled at the end of the month as well. So if you know anybody, send them our way.
Thank you for doing that, Zach, for taking them to high school and trying to get Hershey kids.
Sure.
We appreciate that.
And no report tonight for me.
Very good. Mr. Emmer, Community Development.
Just quickly, at the last meeting, I mentioned the fireworks ordinance. I'm looking at scheduling that hearing for all the way to April 25th at 6 p.m.
That's good.
Everybody's good with that?
Good enough.
Okay.
It's enough warning.
Mr. Christman, Township Manager.
I have no reports.
That's very good. There are a couple things I want to talk to you about. All right, that will take us to our last visitor public comment session. There are no members of the public.
Which are all away.
Unnecessary. We will wrap up that visitor public comment session, and we can entertain a motion for adjournment.
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Mr. Zanuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Dunn.
Sorry, Mike.
All those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
I do vote. Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.